We greet you in the name of our Savior and Healer, the Lord Jesus Christ. This special presentation of Heart of the Father Ministries is designed to minister healing to you as you take the time to listen to the testimonies and the release of the healing anointing by Dr. David Nichols. We believe that Holy Spirit will minister healing to you as you listen, take in the words, but also relax and let the presence of the Holy One, your Father in heaven, take you to a place where you are hidden in Him.
A healing festival is a time that we set aside. We gather together in places like this. And this is actually our ninth one to be done in the United States of America. For many years, we only did them in Africa and India. And last year, God stirred our hearts to begin doing them here in this country. Hallelujah. So at a healing festival, we come in expectancy that God is going to heal people.
Yes.
And we give Him several opportunities for that, for the Holy Spirit to just move in power among us in mighty gifts. Some of you may have already been healed during the worship time here. That's very possible tonight. And in the mix of it all, we preach a simple gospel message and we invite people to receive Jesus. We invite them to come into a peace that is beyond their human rational understanding. And I know you don't want me to tell you any testimonies from Africa and India. There are many mighty things that God did over there that would take way too long to tell. Let me just tell you a couple that have happened in our USA healing festivals. In fact, the last one we did. A lady got her breath back. She hadn't been able to breathe. She was near COPD conditions. She got her breath back after receiving healing, and she took off running around the auditorium, around the back. Took a lap around. We got video of her doing that. That's kind of fun. She was wasn't even hardly out of breath. That happened in Aurora, Indiana. Also in that meeting, on the last night of that meeting, over a cell phone, think about this. Over a cell phone, a pastor's daughter called her friend over the state line, over in the state of Ohio, who was healed of MS. That's spelled multiple sclerosis. Hallelujah. Multiple sclerosis is one of those big name diseases. You know, there are a lot of big names. And I am not making light of anyone's condition or anyone's disease that they have. What I am making light of is that the enemy comes as the thief who kills and steals and destroys. And we have a name that is higher than every one of the names of all of these diseases. It's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap your hands together. Give us some more praise. Hallelujah. How many of you know where Little Falls, Minnesota is?
Yeah.
Wave at me if you heard of Little Falls. Okay, just west of here a little ways. We were over there last March in the high school auditorium. There was a young lady there, 33 years old. She had had a kidney transplant. Years earlier, it was failing. And in a time of release of healing anointing, like we're going to do here in just a moment, that young woman felt something change in her body, and she got up out of her, I think she was standing actually, she ran for the bathroom. She had not gone to the bathroom for 4 days, was her testimony the next night as she stood before us, totally healed with a new kidney in her body, given to her by Jesus. Give it some more praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now there may be some of you here wondering tonight, is it God's will for me to be healed? I want to help you with that just in a moment in time here. There's a wonderful scripture in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 2 where a leper comes to Jesus, and this is what he says to Jesus. If you are willing, you can make me clean. How many remember that story in the Bible? It's an amazing, amazing story there in Matthew. And what does Jesus say next to that leper? Now, Mr. Leper, today is your lucky day. It isn't always God's will to heal, but today you came and you're desperate and I'm just going to have mercy on you so be healed. Is that what Jesus said?
No.
No, he didn't. I was reading from the UV there, the unbelief version. The real Bible says, after the leper said to Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus said these three words, I am willing, hallelujah, be cleansed, five words actually. The Bible says he was completely cleansed of that leprosy. Let's us say those words of Jesus into the air of this room tonight. I am willing.
I am willing.
I am willing.
I am willing.
I am willing. Hallelujah. Let's stand up together here tonight. We're going to just release the healing anointing on you right now from right up here. Those of you that need a healing in your body, take your hand and lay it on yourself. If you can reach the place where you need the healing, put it there. Otherwise, just put your hand on your chest. Hallelujah. I require tonight that every name that is in this building come under the name of Jesus. I lift that name of Jesus up to the highest place. Far above diseases, far above sins, far above principalities and powers, the name of Jesus is higher. And right now I call for healing in ankles in the name of Jesus. The fire of God to be released right now into ankles and those joints and those connecting tissues in there right now. We release it in the name of Jesus. 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 I say yes to heaven coming down in here right now. The glory of God being revealed here. Pain in the head, you're going to retreat and fall off. Migraine headaches, let go. In Jesus' name, come off of these heads and let these people alone. Jesus is Lord here. I declare the healing power of Jesus tonight right into chests, right into lungs, right into hearts in Jesus' name. Hearts begin to beat steady. Lungs begin to breathe. Receive oxygen. Receive the breath of life now in Jesus' name. Pain in different parts of the body. You're going to go down the drain. You're going to fall out of there in Jesus' name. You are an invader and you have come to these bodies unauthorized and you're trespassing and I order you off right now in Jesus' name. Lower back pain, go. Neck pain, go. In Jesus' name. Pain in the shoulder, you're going to release and let go. Because Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Conditions in the eyes, clear out. Clear up right now in Jesus' name. Clear vision where it was fuzzy and frosty before in the name of Jesus. We release that life. We release that glory. Even missing body parts, come back on. Come back in. Now in the name of Jesus. It's resurrection power coming in, coming in, coming in. More and more and more of that glory coming down. We call in healing in the joints right now, into the hips, into the knees right now. The creation of mass just coming in there. More and more and more and more in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, growths on the body and tumors and cancers shrivel up, dry up, and become nothing in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus is higher. It is greater. And we say yes to it right now. Conditions in the mouth, clear out and be healed in Jesus' name. coming to all of that skin, all of those mucous membranes right now. Receive life and health and strength in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I say yes. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together and give Jesus some praise. Give him some glory. Hallelujah. 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 He's mighty. Now, here's what I want you to do. Check yourself. If you had a thing that can be checked in the physical realm by you right now, move around. If you need to go out into the aisle, do that. If you need to bend over, you need to feel around, probe around. Do whatever you need to do to check yourself and see if something has just happened here right now. Because we came in here in an expectancy that Jesus is going to heal people. Hallelujah. In fact, people have been praying for weeks and months here for this very night and tomorrow night and Sunday night. Hallelujah. That's right. Move around, check yourself, pound yourself if you need to, whatever you need to do to check it out. Okay, who knows something has definitely changed right now? Just raise up your hand. Something has definitely changed here in this little time we had right now. Anyone else? Okay, come on up. You that had your hands up, come on up. We're going to take some testimonies. We've got a stairs right over here on the side. Yeah, come on, brother. All of you that raised your hand, or maybe you didn't raise your hand, just come on up. We're going to testify to the greatness of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell us what was wrong with you before and then what happened now.
I've had shoulder, pain in my shoulder, the shoulder blade, and it's gone.
Did you ever go to a doctor at all to find out more about it?
No.
How long did you have this pain?
I had an accident 8 years ago, so I've had it a long time.
For 8 years. And it's all gone now. Yeah, move that around some more like that so we can look at that. Look at her move that around. Hallelujah. Give Jesus some more praise today. God bless you. 8 years of pain went down the drain. Hallelujah. I have a favorite place for pain. Go ahead, everyone scream right out loud. Doctor, you're out of your mind.
Doctor, you're out of your mind.
I already knew that. Okay? I have a favorite place for pain. It's down the drain. Hallelujah. That's where pain should go. Pastor Lee, tell us what happened to you.
Back in April, I snapped my ankle, tore the ligaments and tendons in my ankle, and just had an MRI on Monday. There's tendinitis and lots of still tears there even since back in April. So. I bent over when you were praying, and now I can turn my ankles.
Show us some of that right now. Look at that. Did that hurt when you did it? It hurt at all. You're going to have another MRI. This is going to be really awesome. Give Jesus some more praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Tell us what was wrong before and what happened here now.
For the past year or so, I always had like some random twitching in my heart. Like some just minor pains, nothing really too bad, but quite concerning. Never went to the doctor unless you were praying for chest, and just put my hand on my chest and I felt my heart pumping so hard. And felt the weird weird movement in my chest, and it's just gone and I'm just fine.
Man, man. In other words, what you're telling us is a great physician came right down there by you and did a heart surgery right while you were standing. There's no blood, no anesthesia, no splitting your chest open, all that stuff. Jesus, don't you prefer the surgery that the great physician does? Man, that's awesome. So, you feel it's all totally back to normal?
I feel it's normal. I don't feel tightness or anything. It's very random, but I just feel much better again.
Hallelujah. Give Jesus some more praise. Hallelujah.
We rise up now to speak blessing over you as you begin to walk in your healing. Take some time to check yourself in parts of your body where you had pain or symptoms before. And please contact us with testimonies of your healing. We love to hear them and may share them with others to help their faith to believe for healing. We also have teaching and preaching messages on healing available at heartofthefather.net. That's www.heartofthefather.net. Our mailing address is Heart of the Father Ministries, Post Office Box 300, Rush City, Minnesota 55069. Your gifts and offerings can also help us continue sharing the healing, saving gospel of Jesus across the world.